Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. So we're in Parakav Dalad of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and we've been talking about the discretion that Dayanim have, first and foremost, in the world of Dinei Mamonos. And then we talked about how that got rolled back, the Takanos HaGaonim, Misharabu Bate Dinim Sheinam Hagunim, or even if they were Hagunim, they didn't have the requisite Chachma Uvina. And that's, you know, but still MS has to be able to prevail, and even in terms of Dina Nefashos, we talked about Makin Va'ontin Shalom in Adin, and Malkin Alotov Hashmua. And the last thing that we discussed was Hefker, Best, and Hefker. So again, connected. This is now in a series, V'chein, 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 the next halacha, V'chein. Yesh L'dayin, this is based on the Gemara Moed Katan, Lindo, Sulahacharim, to excommunicate, Mishenu Ben Nidoy, Kedei Ligdor Peretz, Kefima Sheira Lo, V'ashat Tzrich L'kach, V'yomer Shenido, V'acharimo, Al daito v'yifarsim chato berabim shenamar. This is based on the pasuk in Shiras Devora. Oru meiroz amar malach Hashem. Oru aror yoshva kilo vol ezras Hashem ezras Hashem bagiborim. So the Rambam here again is citing from the Gemara, where the Gemara says that whereas Beis Din does have this power, and it's all derived from this pasuk. The Kesef Mishnah notes that it would be important, you know, for the Shliach Beis Din to say that he's not acting as vigilante in this case, because it's not a typical case that we would be Macharim or Menada for, but he's acting al das Adam Gadol. So the Gemara in Moed Katan is Daf Tezayin. We'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow. But the Gemara says, Minalan de Mishamtinan, how do we know that we have this authority? Dichsiv Oru Meiroz, Dahachi Savar de Gavaraba, that this is what the Gavaraba thinks. Tachsiv Amar Malach Hashem, right? Domer Arab, Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So in this context, the Minalan de Mecharminan, how do we know that we could use Chayrim, Tachsiv, Oru Arur, etc. Dahachal Vashasi Bahade, Vekai Barba Mostide, Tachsiv, Yosheveha, O Minalan de Partinan Chatai Betzibur, how do we know that we, are Mefar same this person's shortcoming, their failure? Tachsiv, Kilovau, the Ezra Sashem. Again, in the Pasuk, it's they failed to report to duty to the Ezra Sashem, but whatever the analog is in this particular case. And the Gemara then goes on to say, Minalan de Mifakrina de Chase, de Chsev, Chlazer Leyovo, the Shoshes Yamim, but Sasarim, that's the Hefker based in Hefker, and then we'll continue on with the Gemara going forward. So the point is that the Gemara is talking about that this in, sort of a generic sense. The Rambam, as we see, Kedarko Bakodesh, add in the words, right, Misha'enu ben Nidoy, Kede Ligdor Peretz, Kefima She'irailo, Shehasha Tzrichalakach. Meaning that you're not doing it, for any reason at all, right? You're doing it in a very specific, a highly specific context. Namely, the context being that the needs of society trump, in some sense, the fair punishment for this individual. Normally, this individual would not be deserving of Nidoy, Cheirim, Shamta, etc. But Hashat Tzricha Lekach, right, that this could lead, this Geder HaParotz is itself, it requires, it necessitates this kind of response. And so in that sense, we now have a new perspective on Pirsum HaChet. The reason that we're Mefarsim this Chet is not to further embarrass the guy, but the whole justification for punishing them altogether is in being mefarsim b'chayt. If you want to mefarsim b'chayt, how is this going to stop, this kind of thing? People aren't even going to understand that that's why, this person is being punished in this way. So we need to be mefarsim b'chayt, not as an extra onesh, but for the Rambam to demonstrate that there's a need now, ligdor peretz, so that everybody has a sense of, of chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro, very similar to the principles of hachraza in general, right? The Ramban writes that the very reason that the arba tzrichin hachraza, the mitzvah morah, the edim zomin, and the mesis, and zakin mamre have hachraza is because the only reason they're being put to death is kedei liyaser boas harabim, is so that people know that this is an unacceptable thing. So here we have an analog for the Rambam. The whole point of this nidoy or cherem is a pirsum, to make sure that people understand that a Rubicon has been crossed that cannot be trifled with in the future.